T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to get some analysis on the Turkish invasion of Syria and everything going on over there? We bring in the vice president of the Lexington Institute, who used to work for the Defense Department, Dan Gouray. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
So, from your standpoint, give us the latest on the Turkish invasion of Syria. There are reports that 200 or so have been killed so far.
Yeah, I mean, we are seeing the Turks with a fairly heavy hand as they're trying to essentially overwhelm or shock and awe on the Kurdish forces and minimize any chance of getting bogged down in essentially a guerrilla war.
Turkey has condemned the U.S. and allies for arming what they're calling Kurdish terrorists. Talk about the rhetoric there, then, that's kind of dragging the U.S. into it.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the latest round in what has been a long-standing issue between all three parties, because if you remember, during the first invasion, Desert Storm, we also were operating and supporting Kurdish forces, and the Kurds were then, some Kurds at least, were using these the weapons to go and stir up the fight with the Turks again in the eastern part of Turkey. And so, you know, it's the latest round of the same game that we've been playing in that part of the Middle East now for, what, almost 30 years.
You know, it was just Monday that U.S. troops started pulling out at the direction of President Trump, and a lot in the U.S. military and a lot of Republicans and Democrats have been very unhappy with abandoning the Kurds who have been loyal to the U.S. Just talk about that backlash and the move that the president made.
Well, you know, we have clearly relied heavily on the Kurds, and they have been stalwart allies in this fight against ISIS. Actually, they have been fairly pro-U.S. now, again, for more than 30 years. The Bush administration essentially abandoned them to Saddam Hussein's regime. Obama's government abandoned them again to ISIS, if you will. And this looks like the third time that the U.S. is, you know, had a relationship with the Kurds and then let it go and let the local powers beat up on them. It's a very difficult situation because the alternatives there in terms of supporting the Kurds aren't all that great either.
We're talking to the Vice President of the Lexington Institute, Dan Gouray. Dan, you know, Turkey has threatened to flood Europe with refugees in a response to potential sanctions. Talk about that threat.
Well, in fact, we had a period before where Turkey was essentially allowing people to flow across the border. This was several years ago at the height of the war in Syria, until they got sort of aid and other support. And so, you know, that's a weapon that Turkey does have that can just essentially open the floodgate and let people, there's 4 million Syrian refugees and God knows how many others in Turkey at the moment, and they are being essentially contained. Turkey would like to actually send a bunch of them back into Syria, into that border zone. So, you know, it is in effect a weapon that Turkey can use if they're sufficiently angered.
In Congress, Republican Representative Liz Cheney preparing to introduce a bill to sanction Turkey. Is that a good idea or is that not a good idea?
You know, it is clear that we cannot allow the Turks to simply, you know, indiscriminately bomb and attack Kurdish villages and Kurdish people. There has to be some limit to this. And there is not an overt threat from the Kurds at the moment to Turkey. So this is essentially a political move by Erdogan and his government. And so, you know, putting some boundaries on this is essentially, I think, necessary. Even the president has sort of acknowledged that there were going to be boundaries. We just don't have a sign of where those boundaries are yet.
You know, Dan, you think, you know, the Kurds might learn eventually. If we ever need Kurdish help again, do you expect them to join us for maybe a fourth time?
You know, it seems like, you know, fool me three times, shame on me kind of thing. On the other hand, in each of these cases, at least, it's been the the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. The enemies the Kurds have faced in all these three cases were life threatening. They were going to destroy the entire Kurdish community. So, in effect, both sides had self-interest at heart. The problem always is in the aftermath of these wars, and the United States, in effect, so far has never stayed the course in this part of the Middle East. And I don't see any reason to believe that we're going to truly stay the course this time.
Okay, Dan, we appreciate the insight. Great stuff. Have a great day and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Former Defense Department worker and Vice President of the Lexington Institute, Dan Garay, and we thank him for his time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.